Blog Talk Radio.
What a little moonlight can do. Ooh, what a little moonlight can do to you. You're in love, your heart's a flutter, and all day long you only stutter, 'cause your poor tongue just will not utter the words, I love you. Ooh, what a little moonlight can do. Wait a while till the moonbeam comes peeping through. You'll get bold, you can't resist him, and all you'll say when you have kissed him is, ooh, 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 what a little moonlight can do. You're in love, your heart's a flutter, and all day long you only stutter, 'cause your poor tongue just will not utter the words, I love you. Wait a while till a moonbeam comes peeping through. You get bold, you can't resist him, and all you when you have kissed him is, ooh, what a little moonlight can do. Ooh, what a little moonlight can do. Wait a while till a moonbeam comes peeping through. Now you get bold, you can't resist him, and all you say after you've kissed him is, ooh, what a little moonlight
can do. Hello and welcome to the Art of Seduction. Warm, wonderful poetry compelling you to the edge of your seat. Sultry, seductive, and scintillating. Ink to make you shiver, to make you sigh. I am Pam Ray, and tonight, a poet on all poetry with a group of poets called Late Night Poets. You don't have to belong to the group or the website to call in, to share, to listen, and enjoy, but it is highly recommended. Now, tonight is our sensual poetry night, and you find that is not your cup of tea, please check out our other shows. We have 1 to 2 shows per night on a variety of styles of topics and poetry, something to suit everybody's taste. Also, make sure when you get a chance to check out the poetry anthologies put out by Late Night Poets on Amazon, because when you purchase those, you not only get amazing poetry, you help support these radio shows. And the poetry for tonight came from a contest that I ran on All Poetry, which I actually was looking, Googling and looking up sensual haikus, and I came across one, and I put that up, and then I originally had just one prompt, but then I put two more up, and they're all three what would be considered sensual haikus, or 575s. Anyways, all of them pretty much have to do with, as we get to the individual ones with each poem read, I'll tell you what they are, but they all had to do with either moonlight or darkness or nighttime, And so it was just really interesting and fun to see the different ways that people took.
Hello.
Hello.
Sorry.
Oh, okay. It was very interesting to see how with the different directions that people took their sensual poetry inspired by the prompts. And hello there, Jean. How's it going?
I don't know. I'm not sure what I said after I unmuted myself, so I apologize. You know, there's a little bit of confusion in my life here, but it's okay. And you
That's
know, I knew
right.
how
I
to.
Thought,
just so you know, I knew
I
how to
maybe
fix
you
blog
were coming
posts.
On to tell me that you couldn't hear me or something. So.
No, I just screwed up. I just did that, and yeah, long story short, but. I want you to know I knew how to fix Blog Talk Radio, and I did a fine job today. I said, okay, well, it's not working. I'm still getting error messages. So I didn't load any of the prompts or any of the music or poems for tonight.
Right.
You know, I didn't do any of the sound clip. Automatically, they fixed it because, you know, of course, I was caught with my, anyway, I got caught without having them loaded, so I had to rush and do that. So I apologize for my absence.
Well,
yeah,
no
like
problem.
Be a good deal.
I really appreciate you doing that. Thank you.
Yeah, well, normally I would have done it this morning and said, oh, well, you know, if it doesn't happen, it's no big deal. No, today I went, nah, they're still putting up the error messages. You know, it must not be fixed yet. Yeah. Huh?
Well, shit, they still have the error message up, so
yeah.
Obviously, you know.
Exactly. But, so I don't know. I mean, I hope everybody can hear us. That would be.
I hope so too.
That would
I hope
be a
so
big.
Too.
I mean, they could be listening to classical music while we're having, a chat. But you know, I guess we'll find. Oh God, yeah. So no. So anyway, it looks like a good prompt, and it looks like people responded to it well. So I'm in.
Yeah, that it was nice. Well, there is something about moonlight that is quite romantic.
Amen.
Yeah,
amen. Mhm. Yep. Moonlight's a wonderful thing.
It is. It definitely is quite romantic. And I, you know, there's a lot of songs about moonlight. They're not all necessarily romantic. You know, some are sad. Some are, you know, they're just all different kinds, you know, like you've got Bad Moon Rising from Clearwater Revival.
I think that works for Wednesday. What the hell's wrong with you? Damn. I mean, I like it.
I do like that song, but yeah. But the intro song tonight was really catchy. It's been done over by several people, including Peggy Lee, some other famous jazz musicians. I chose that one because I liked the sound of that lady's voice. Although I also like Peggy Lee and I can't remember who the other really famous jazz singing woman is that sang it back in like the 40s or something like that. But
you're really dating yourself here, Pam. I didn't know you were 103.
Don't I sound good and look good for my age?
You do.
That's
amazing. Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. So,
I'm not well. I'm just not well today.
Well, you know, my music taste ranges anything from what my grandmother listened to what my kids listen to. And
I totally get it. I totally get it. I do. I just like when you were talking about that song, I'm going, yeah, okay, Pam. You're dating yourself, your girl. Hey, Naomi hears us. Yay.
All right. Yay. Wonderful.
Hi, Naomi.
That's
I'm waving.
Hi, Naomi. Good to see you.
We have room for one more, Naomi. Don't, hint. Oh, my God. Yeah. So it is. I'm glad somebody can hear us. That's a good thing. We're moving right along this week. It only took us 3 days to get a show in.
Right.
That's not bad.
You know, a three day vacation.
I was just going to say it was like a vacation for all of L&P. We never, you know, get 3 days off in a row or two or three, unless there's a breakdown, and then here we are. But it's all good.
Yep. either. Okay. Yeah, you know. And so far, all the breakdowns have been not all poetry, but Blog Talk Radio breakdowns,
yeah.
And not us having nervous breakdowns.
Speak for yourself. Speak for yourself, Pam. Speak for yourself. I've had a few of those over the years. Just a few.
Oh,
my gosh.
Too funny.
Too funny, but kind of yes. True. That scares me. Oh, my gosh. But anyway. Yeah.
But
so,
yeah, we have a great lineup of poetry tonight that I'm definitely
yes.
looking forward to.
Yeah,
and,
I like it
because
it's actually poetry we can hear. Absolutely. It's poetry we can listen to.
Absolutely. That's right. And poetry our listeners can listen to. And so far, nobody has said they hear classical music. So
that's good. Yeah, that's good. I'm going with Naomi. She says she can hear us loud and clear. I'm not even going to pay any attention to the rest of it. You know.
That's right.
We are right. Good.
We'll take the positive route.
Got it. Don't mind me. I have to talk to the book. Absolutely.
With that being said, I think we can go ahead and get this ball rolling. And I'm going to put up the first poem, which is Walking in the Barley Fields by Bookworm Dave 227. And it goes like this. Hand in hand, we wandered fields of golden barley. Her long strawberry red hair flowed as if it were a lava stream, hot and deliberate. Her giggles in the field chasing her, laughing at being caught. Abby would tease me more those days, writing poems about her gentle reminders, youth promises our time. Now just pictures in a forgotten book that was once read. But no more hearing the crows. Seeing her hazel eyes gazing, yes, she would chide me, picnic here, it is the right space. Love was in the air as it sprayed the lingering smells, certain perfumes, certain clothes, her giggle always playing. Even remembering her fondly, especially seeing golden fields, her gentle twirling of her long hair, sharp wit, Now just a faded picture and poem. And that was a lovely write, really
right.
Quite beautiful and nostalgic. And your thoughts, Jean?
I agree with you, Pam. First of all, that was a great read. I really liked this piece. I liked all the imagery in it. I liked the thoughts in it. I liked the feel of it, because the feel of it was that nostalgia. There was something about this that seemed like it was dated. It wasn't like, you know, the 1960s or the 70s. This strikes me as something that's a little older than that in thought. And I like it very much, you know. And, of course, you know, her long strawberry red hair flowed as if it were lava stream, hot and deliberate. Her giggles in the field chasing her, laughing at being caught. Abby would tease me more those days. You know, I mean, it was just, I don't know, there was just a certain kind of, I have to say, the title itself takes you to a place further back, Walking in the Barley Fields. You know, it has that, that older poetry kind of like thought to it, you know, I don't know. I just really liked it. I thought he did a nice job. So, David, this is a great piece, and thank you so much for sharing. I really like this one very much. I'll say it that way.
Absolutely, yes. And I have to agree with you. As I mentioned before, probably, I've been binge watching Little House on the Prairie, and this definitely has that whole vibe with the, you know, the holding hands, walking in barley fields, you know, and beautifully written story. As I said, nostalgic. I really liked her giggles in the field, chasing her, laughing at being caught. Abby would tease me more those days, writing poems about her gentle reminders, youth promises, our time. You know, wonderful lines and very well done. And do we have any callers?
Well, we do. That's what I was just getting ready to say. We have Naomi joining us, I believe. Hello, Naomi.
Hello, girls. How are you?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I'm doing fine.
Good.
Did you have
to hear it? Yeah, I did. Well, I didn't hear it, but I was busy. But yeah, I just read over it, and I agree with both of you. This is really beautifully written, and it does have that, like, that old kind of, Little House on the Prairie feeling, exactly, you know, like old black and white photographs, you know, now just pictures in a forgotten book that once was read, but now no more, hearing the crows, seeing her hazel eyes gazing, yes, she would chide me, picnic here, it is the right space. Just the way he tells it, with the smells, the perfume, you know, the clothes, the, you know, the mm-hmm. feels, the, all the imagery throughout is just beautiful. So bravo.
Absolutely. It really is. I have to agree. Wonderful comment. And let's see here. All right. And up next we have Black Starlight by Betty Page. And Naomi, would you give that a read for us, please?
It'd be my honor. Okay, Black Starlight. Eclipse, full moon's dark, translucent stars shimmering, only silence heard. Her kisses, her sweet. In the black back seat of her car, she's smitten in love. Erotic waves drench, crashing, vibrating with him, energetic vibes, her high voltage lightning on most enchanted evening pleasures, desires. Drenched, wet, passionate, scintillating black starlight. Alluring caress, exotic, divine, mastermind of 50 shades, illuminating, spills over sweetly, dripping clear honey's nectar, twisted on his tongue. As they kiss, she sighs, watches the full moon rising, out of dark comes light, exposing naked, intimately, so tangled, gripping, so intense, moving back and forth, riding up and down, circular, rocking side to side, victoriously cascading, so lustfully conquers his mountain. He lowered her gates, inhibitions become lost in juicy starlight. Taste sweet fantasies, roll your eyes back, twirl your tongues, drenched in starlight's kisses. End poem.
Great read there, Naomi. And what a beautiful, erotic and sensual write by Betty. She really, I thought this would be a great prompt for her, because she often writes in the 5-7-5 stanzas. So haiku prompts were definitely a great choice for her. I really like where she says, he kisses her sweet in the backseat of her car. She's smitten in love, erotic waves drenched, crashing, vibrating within, energetic vibes. And then let's see, spills over sweetly, dripping clear and honey's nectar, twisted on his tongue. As they kiss, she sighs, watches the full moon rising, out of dark comes light. And I really like that line, out of dark comes light, because, you know, I feel like that adds a real depth to the poem, which is beautiful, but there's something about that line. And then the idea where it mentions the inhibitions become lost. I think it's a beautiful thing when, you know, sensuality and connection creates the lack of inhibition. So wonderful, right, and very well done, Betty. And Jean, your thoughts?
I have no thoughts, but I have an opinion. Everybody's got one of those. They're all like noses, you know. But I'm just saying.
There you go.
I know. I'm just no good today. I thought this was a nice job by Betty. And I agree with you. The prompts were great for her if you're doing 575s. I mean, she's the girl. You know, and I love how she does the 575s in the sensual rites. And she still doesn't lose any of that impact that she's going for. So I thought it was a nice job and a great job with the rite. No, wait, let me see. Nice one, Betty. Great job with this rite. Love the imagery, because I did love the imagery all the way through. I thought she did a fine job with that. And I thought it was just really well penned. And I thought she did a great job expressing her thoughts, because, you know, down in the Aeon, she says, I envision two lovers kissing passionately during a full moon eclipse. As it goes dark, then emerging again, climaxing as the full moon emerges, illuminating the tangled lovers. And I think she did a good job with that. I mean, you know, it was well done. So thank you for that, Betty, and I enjoyed the piece very much. Thanks for sharing. Yeah.
Absolutely. Great comment. And Naomi, you did a wonderful read of that. Your thoughts?
Yeah, well, I think she did an amazing job on that, too, because you see the, like, while I was reading the poem, I could almost see the, you know, the star, the light there disappearing, coming back, you know, shining on their bodies. And I really liked, you know, where she talks about the movement, the way the poem moves, but also the way she talks about the lovemaking, exposing naked intimately, it's so tangled, gripping so intense. And in this stanza, moving back and forth, rides up and down, circular, rocking side to side. You know, I really like that, you know, the all the movement that's inside of that 575 right there. Just amazingly well written, Betty Page. Then bravo. Wonderful, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Great comment. All right. And up next, we have Leaving Kisses on Your Moistened Lips by Maria Dark. And Jean, would you go ahead, please, and give that a read?
Sure. Let me just find it. Nothing ever does.
I don't see it either.
Oh, so it's maybe
there.
It's there. Okay. Well, yeah. That was two refreshes. Let me try a third.
Oh, right, yeah, it's there. Okay. No, it's there.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. No, I'll just take another route. I hate hanging in the room while we're doing the show, but I'll do it. I'll do it, I say. Okay. Leaving Kisses on Your Moistened Lips by Maria Dark. Leaving kisses on your moistened lips, like a thief in the night. I was left breathless, murmuring in your sleep, deeply nocturnal. I slipped inside your unencumbered embrace, as if I was swallowing the moon. I coveted the spaces between your breasts, probing the hollow of your neck with the tongue, dewed with your perfume. We explored each other on the twisted nets we cast, as midnight passed us like self-propagating seedlings. Rising, I peered past the curtains, watching your naked reflection in the glass, marveling at the flatness of your stomach and perfect arcs of your body exposed in shadow and moonlight. Oh, how I ache to delve once more into those hidden spaces between the moist present and our spent frontiers, as if a concord had been agreed upon and sealed, with tongue and flame more organic than your yielded flesh. End poem.
Great read, Jean. And what a wonderful sensual write by Maria Dark. And your thoughts, Naomi?
Oh, indeed. This is so well written. There's so much I love about this. You know, the way he just talks about the in the present tense. It's just as if it's happening there. I peered past the curtains watching your naked reflection in the glass. You can just see him doing that and, you know, admiring this woman in the, you know, under the shadows and the moonlight there. I just love that. But also the wonderful metaphors that he uses, you know, as if a concord had been agreed upon and sealed with tongue and flame, more organic than your yielded flesh. That's beautiful. And, all from the, you know, from the beginning to the end is just amazing. We explored each other in the twisted nets we cast. That's, you know, twisted nets. That's amazing, a metaphor too. Just, you know, wonderfully, wonderfully written sensual poem with beautiful metaphors throughout. Oh, wow. Just bravo. Area dark. This is amazing writing.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And you're right. He does paint a picture with his words. And Dean, you did a beautiful read of them. Your thoughts?
Thanks. I thought this was a beautiful piece, Penn. Wonderful imagery all the way through. And I picked up exactly where Naomi was commenting. You know, rising, I peered past the curtains, watching your naked reflection in the glass, marveling at the flatness of your stomach and perfect arcs of your body exposed in shadow and moonlight. And, you know, I mean, it was just beautiful. The images were so well done. And just like Naomi said, you could almost see it happening. You know, he made it very real throughout. So excellent job and very much enjoyed this one. So thanks for sharing with us, Myriad Dart. Great job.
Me too. Thank you. Great comment. And yes, that was really, this was beautiful all the way through, but that was a standout part. I really like how he brings us, as you guys mentioned, into the moment. It's so beautiful in the way it speaks on an intimate moment between two lovers. I really do like, I coveted the spaces between your breasts, probing the hollow of your neck with a tongue dewed with your perfume. We explore each other in the twisted nets we cast. And how I ache to delve once more into those hidden spaces between the moist present and our spent frontiers. You know, yeah. Just amazing lines, brilliant imagery and metaphors throughout, and very well done.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I concur.
Yes, absolutely. It's unanimous.
Yep.
Or unanimous. One of those things.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Up next, we have Starry, Starry Night by Liquid Mind Forever. And it goes like this. Ink-encrypted canticles. Archaic hieroglyphs etched alone along the eighth vertebrae, inundations pledge. We divide 12 stars and cut the umbilical of moonbeams, streaming through onto your crabapple nibbled breast, where satirists rest while we press words into fleshly realms of steamy dreams, attest to rippling conquest left, the gods of inequality, inequity, request a more pernicious battlement, overcome with erupting waves, slaves of panoramic ecstasy and poem. And Liquid Mind Forever wrote to the sensual haiku by Jose Antonio Artozaga, and it is stripped of all daylight, nothing but the beige night lades, choice drenching kisses. And I thought this was just beautifully written and creative wordplay and imagery. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Can you come back to me, Pam?
Sure, absolutely. And Jean, your thoughts?
You know, I thought this was a great write by Deborah, and it's very short. I've never seen a piece by her that was so compact, so brief. And I think she did a fine job. She wonderful use of words in here. It's not just light. You know, it has some weight to each one of them. You know, ink and cryptic canticles, archaic hieroglyphs etched alone along the eighth vertebrae, inundations pledge. We divide 12 stars and cut the umbilical of moonbeams streaming through onto your crabapple nibbled breast. Wonderful, wonderful work. I mean, she really, the lines really have a lot of impact, and I like that about it. You know, I mean, I could read the other four lines too, but I figured I'd leave something for you to talk about, Pam. But it really was very well done. As I say, there's weight to the words, and I think that they really are. They're strong in impact, and I think that's what I like the best about it. So excellent job, Deborah, and thanks for sharing with us. A really great job here.
Absolutely. Yeah, I was glad to see she was inspired, and you're so right. This is a shorter write than she usually does, but there is definitely a strength and a power to the word choices that she has. And I, too, really like we divide 12 stars and cut the umbilical of moonbeams. You know, that idea of, I don't know, just being birthed from the night, you know, two spirits wild and free. You know, that's what I think of. I also like where she says, into fleshy reams of steamy dreams, attest to rippling conquest, lest the gods of inequity request a more pernicious battlement. And I don't know, I just really feel like she's caught a sense of connection and eroticism in her write, which, you know, with her choices, word choices, is quite intelligent. So great write and very well done. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Yeah, well, I agree. You know, what a powerful write. You know, right at the beginning, those lines really caught me there. Those first two lines, like ink and encrypted canticles, archaic hieroglyphs etched alone along the eighth vertebrae. You know, that just, wow, that just swept me up. But, you know, all through strong words, you know, amazing, powerful eruption across the page of sensuality, deep sensuality here. And very, very well done. So bravo.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Great comment. And let's see. I'll hold off on your poem, Naomi, just in case Jody calls in.
Yeah, I think he'll be there, and I don't know, maybe I'll call, I think.
All right, well, we'll wait and see. We've got time. So,
yeah.
If that works for you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, perfect.
All right. Well, then, up next we have To the Moon by Jessica C. Wheeler. And Naomi, would you give that a read, please?
Yes, To the Moon. My magnetic moon, you call me without words, luring till our bodies collide, orbit around and around once more, cover every part of me like a veil of stars, blanket me beneath your weight while we bathe in soaking lunar light. My rhythmic tides confess I am yours tonight. Unleash your surges and crash the rocking waves that sound my steering sighs. Shake the earth at my back. Take your time, but take me so I may take you to the Moon and poem.
Great read, Naomi. Absolutely beautiful. And Jessica wrote to, under the moonlight, your tide swelling within me, pull me to your shores. And Jean, your thoughts?
Oh, I thought this was just wonderfully penned. Beautiful imagery all the way through. I love the way she started this out. My magnetic moon, you call me without words, luring till our bodies collide. Orbit around and around once more. Cover every part of me like a veil of stars. Blanket me beneath your weight while we bathe in soaking lunar light. My rhythmic tides confess I am yours tonight. Beautifully done. There's wonderful lines below this, you know, where I stopped. I just think that it was so well done that, you know, I don't know. I don't even know what to say. It was beautifully written. There's wonderful imagery. She definitely, you know, aced a prompt, you know. I mean, I think that, yeah, it was wonderful. So I very much enjoyed, and thank you so much for sharing with us tonight, Jessica. Really liked it. Nice work.
Absolutely. For sure. I mean, I know what you mean, because it is one of those you could just kept on reading, because one part flows so nicely into the next. So, wonderful comment. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Yeah, well, I like that you said, Pam, that once, you know, the stanzas flow beautifully, you know, one into the next, because that's exactly what it does. And, you know, it starts out just like love making does. And, you know, when your bodies are lured till they collide. And then, you know, she's soft like the blanket, you know, blanket me beneath your weight, bathe, and then the rhythmic tides. And then it starts, you know, unleash your surges and crash the rocking waves. That sound, my steering sighs, shake the earth at my back. Take your time, but take me. You know, it, so that you feel the rhythm throughout this. You know, it's so well written. I think that makes the poem so alluring and so enchanting, just so well written by Jessica. Wow, bravo.
Absolutely, great comment. Yeah, this is a wonderful take on the chosen prompt, and I like how she fit in the moon, the tides, and the waves. I really like that. My rhythmic tide confess I am yours tonight. Unleash your surges and crash the rocking waves. That sound, my stirring sighs. Sound of my stirring sighs has some wonderful alliteration to it. Shake the earth at my back. Take your time, but take me so I may take you to the moon. I just think this is such a beautiful, intimate, and sensual rite with the brilliant use of imagery and metaphors all the way through, like a veil of stars is another wonderful line, because it really makes you think of the whole idea of the sky being completely filled with stars. And wonderful, right? And very well done. All right, let's see. Yeah, there's definitely a great lineup of poetry tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what we have next. All right. Up next, we have Steam Bath by Passion's Promise. And go ahead, please, Jean, and give that a read.
Sure thing. Okay. Steam Bath by Passion's Promise. Lavender breeze against wind's grasp, a beige silhouette dancing beneath stars, soft whispers stirs man to swell. as woman's petals spread quickly. Stars fall beautifully within one's eyes, bare flesh is drenched with sweat, fingertips playfully cross bosom's brow, and stream rises off of lips down playing. Vocals are caught, the waves banging the shores, eyesight's blurred by lust centerfold, profanity spills after the gods, and pressure singes the skin's momentum. Steam rises as a dreamer dreams. End poem.
Great read, Jean, and what a beautiful sensual write by Passion's Promise. And she wrote to coming together the passion of hidden stars during a full phase, steam rising off of the winter moon, a scent of damp night on our skin. And that was by Jade Pandora. And, you know, I thought that I love that opening line, I have to say, because I really like when it's sensual, right? Other senses are brought in besides touch and sight. Lavender breeze against wind's grasp. I just adore the idea of the nighttime wind carrying the scent of lavender. And I also like where she gets quite playful, I think, with vocals are caught, waves banging the shores, eyesight blurred by lust centerfold, profanity spills after the old gods, you know. I thought, you know, it's just wonderful imagery. There's a playfulness to this, especially, you know, in that second to last stanza. And, you know, just really beautifully written and very well done. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Oh, yeah, me too. That first line, my gracious. I was going to comment on that too. You know, I have to because it's so beautiful. Lavender breeze against wind's grasp. That you know, like you said, Pam, that's just so captivating because, you know, you have the lavender there, you know, just you can just smell it. You can just imagine the perfume in that, you know, from that line. And, yeah, it is, you know, like a playful, sensual, right? I love also, you know, fingertips playfully cross bosom's braille and steam rises off of lips down playing. I really love those lines. But, you know, I also like how she, you know, banging the shores, the waves banging the shores. You know, so just a wonderful write all through. Bravo, Passion to Promise.
Right. Absolutely, absolutely. And Dean, you did a wonderful read of that. Your thoughts?
Thanks. I thought this was nicely penned with great imagery. And I'm with you, ladies. I had to pick up that first line as well. You know, the lavender breeze against wind's grasp, a bay silhouette dancing beneath stars. Soft whisper stirs Amanda's swell as woman's petals spread quickly. I think that and this, and the next stanza down, I really like the best. You know, stars fall beautifully within one's eyes. You know, just I thought that was a nice way to start that second stanza as well. So wonderful work, Passion's Promise, and thanks for sharing with us. Definitely a great addition to the show tonight and to the contest.
Absolutely, absolutely. Thank you. Great comments. All right. And up next we have Silhouette by Northern Phoenix. Silhouette springs forward, plasma eyes searching, kerosene lips drenching in gloss. You want her blazing eyes on you. You need her curvy frame next to yours. She notices you in the corner as you get off your chair. You stand next to a pillar and a poster of a play you had just come from Jagged Little Pill and was swallowing it down with a whiskey sour. You noticed her sheer dress billowing in the draft from the entrance. You can make out subtle impressions of her panties and bra. You imagine your hands in place of the brassiere's cups. You finish your drink. You leave the bar in the lobby of the opera house. You walk upstairs to the rooms. She quietly follows like you knew she would. in your room, she stands in the warmth of the fireplace. Outside, a chill embrace, snow dogs up high. She beckons you by removing her dress. It flounces and flutters to the floor. The click of her heels leads to the bed. You know you are going to have her. Arousal looms large in your shadows on the wall. She softly whispers forbidden desires. She has been dreaming and anticipating. She has been lonely and bereft of any company. The touch of a man sends shivers down her spine, knowing it is your fingers causing such an illicit reaction. Sends your brain into an endorphin overflow. Your synapses fire rapidly as you lay on top of her. You drench her body in kisses. With each pressing of lips against her flesh comes a promise of enduring ecstasy, a wild heartbeat that races only for her. You grip in her hands and place them above her head. You hold her in that position as pleasure sweeps you away into a moment of bliss you cannot contain. You surrender to the feeling and scream out with passion. The sound waves etch themselves into the walls like a record marking the time when you gave in to lust and abandoned all caution and allowed yourself to feel good. End poem. And what another stunning sensual write. Very nicely done. Great storytelling. And Jean, your thoughts?
Okay. Well, I thought this was great, and I thought there was wonderful imagery, and I thought it was a really sensual piece. I was trying to come up with where that stanza was that I was looking at, you know. But there's so much going on in this that I could pull something out of every stanza here and not feel like I'm still missing something, you know. The touch of a man sends shivers down her spine, knowing it is your fingers causing such an illicit reaction, sends your brain into an endorphin overflow. Your synapses fire rapidly as you lay on top of her. You drench her body in kisses with each pressing of lips against her flesh. Comes a compromise of enduring ecstasy, a wild heartbeat that races only for her. You grip her hands and place them above her head. You hold her in that position as pleasure sweeps you away into a moment of bliss you cannot contain. I love that. I thought that was just, it was so nicely done. You know, I mean, we all know what they're talking about. But it was just beautifully worded. There was nothing, you know, over the top or on the other side of the fence, you know. I mean, it was just well done. And I really liked it. But there's so much in here that I did like, you know. I mean, I'm not going to read it all, you know. So Naomi knows. I'll copy it all and please get into her comment.
Yeah.
Yeah. Terrible.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That is beautiful.
It is. It is. I have to agree. And, yeah, the way she chose to her word choices, you're right. This is extremely sensual, and yet it's nothing over the top. So very great comments, great observations. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Oh, yeah, there's so many things that I like about this poem, like the way she writes the kerosene lips. You just imagine kerosene lips. Wow. Plasma eyes. You know, that is very, very powerful, you know. And the way she put in the jagged little pill into that stanza there, she fit it in there. You stand next to a pillar and a poster of a play. You had just come from jagged little pill and was swallowing it down with a whiskey sour. I love that. And what else? So much of this that I really like. All through, it's like knowing the touch of a man sends shivers down her spine, knowing it is your fingers causing such an illicit reaction, sends your brain into an endorphin overflow, your synapses fire rapidly as you lay on top of her. And So just amazing all the way through. Like, I could go on all the record at the end, marking the time. And the sound waves etching themselves into the walls. Oh, my gracious. You know, that's so well written, so well thought, so cleverly thought there out. And just an amazing ride all the way through. Very sensual. And I think it has like this sultry kind of vibe to it, you know, mm-hmm. this like modern, sultry, sexy vibe to this whole ride. So I really, really enjoyed it.
Yeah, me too. And you're right. The sultry modern vibe is a great way to describe this ride. I like how she tells us a story almost from the point of view, like from the point of view of someone who's an observer of what's going on around them. I really like how she brings us into the moment of these two characters. I really like the phrase kerosene lips drenching in gloss. You know, I thought that was, you know, a great imagery, you know, very creative. And you know, I'm trying to think of the right words. Well, I like how she doesn't start it immediately in the bedroom. Like, it starts out about the observation and the interaction, the meeting outside, and then going back to the house. And then arousal looms large in your shadow on the wall. She softly whispers forbidden desires. She has been dreaming and anticipating. She has been lonely and bereft of any company. The touch of a man sends shivers down her spine, knowing it is your fingers causing such an illicit reaction. Sends your brain into an endorphin overflow. Your synapses fire rapidly as you lay on top of her. You drench her body in kisses. I mean, all the way through, there's just brilliant, seductive lines, wonderful imagery, and great storytelling throughout, and definitely very well done. I look forward to reading more of Northern Phoenix's Sensual Rite.
Yeah.
And, yeah, for sure. I trying to break down the fourth wall, and of course, which I know is a style of writing, but it's like, goodness gracious, I think if she, you know, she just does seem to do very well at breaking down barriers and breaking down walls. It seems like every time I read her, she's got a new style that she's trying out. So,
yeah.
Cool. All right, and up next we have Delirious with Desire by Weaver of Dreams. And Naomi, would you give that a read for us, please?
Sorry, I was on mute. Okay, I'll start over. Delirious with Desire. As the moon's silver shards of light are at play, passion is unbound, and lovers wish to stay, drenched in kisses, both delirious with desire, a symphony of adoration with bodies on fire. Gentle touches, as if caressed by the breeze, give sweet moments as time seems to freeze. The moon's embrace ignites our fervent flame, sparkled by lust, as we play a passionate game. All moonlight's blessings upon us bestowed, an unyielding love forever between us flowed. Let us surrender ourselves to the celestial art, paint with delicate strokes, love indelible art mark. Lips locked, hearts dance to an ethereal tune as our love story unfolds, our minds commune. For in drenched kisses and moonlight divine, two souls as one, our destinies intertwine. End poem.
Great read, Naomi. And what a beautiful write by Kate. Great rhyme and flow, wonderful couplets. I love the imagery in this and how there's a certain sense of, I think, besides the sensuality, a tenderness and a strong sense of connection between two people. Drenched in kisses, both delirious with desire, a symphony of adoration with bodies on fire, gentle touches as if caressed by the breeze, give sweet moments as time seems to freeze. I mean, all the way through, there's wonderful, right, wonderful lines. And another part I really like is, let us surrender ourselves to the celestial art, paint with delicate stroke love's indelible mark. Wonderful lines all the way through. Great take on the chosen prompt and very well done. And Jean, your thoughts?
I thought this was really a nicely written, sensual piece. And a great take on the prompt. I thought it was very well done. I like the use of couplets. There's something about couplets. They don't always work, but sometimes they're just right. You know, they're just the touch that the poem needs to make it work and be better, you know, or to be something special sometimes. But I picked, the moon's embrace ignites our fervent flame, sparked by lust as we play our passionate game. All moonlight's blessings upon us bestowed, an unyielding love forever between us flowed. Let us surrender ourselves to the celestial art, paint with delicate strokes love's indelible mark. I thought they were pretty lines, you know, very nicely done. And I like that they kind of fit right in there between, you know, I like the way she began this piece, and I love the way she ended this piece. So I think they were just really... just well-placed and well-done. So nice job, Weaver, and thanks for sharing.
Absolutely. Great comment. And Naomi, you did a wonderful read of that. Your thoughts?
Yeah, am I off mute?
Yes.
You are,
hello?
Yes.
Okay, good. Just checking. Okay, yeah. Wow, you know, you really feel, I don't know, the sweetness to this, you know, like a sort of like an old classical poem, an elegance to it. That's what I got, like the vibe of it, you know, with the words bestowed, unyielding. You know, she has lovely wording in here. Celestial art, paint with delicate strokes, love's indelible mark, the ethereal tune. I just love the words that she used, and then to finish it off with, for in drenched kisses, the moonlight divine, two souls as one, our destinies intertwine. So that's beautiful, you know, and it comes back to the prompt of, you know, that starts out with coming together. So I think, you know, well written to the prompt and, you know, just a beautiful, beautiful written write.
Absolutely. I have to agree. Wonderful comment. And before we go on to the next poem, Jean, do we have any callers?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe. Let me peek. Why, yes, we do. We have a caller 830. Who's calling, please?
Hola, this is Hope.
Hi, Hope. How are you tonight?
Good. How are you all?
Good, hon. It's great to hear from you.
Likewise.
Hi, Hope.
Hi. I have
I hope
kind
I
of taking some time really quick.
Absolutely. Well, I'm glad you could call in to read your poem. I know you said you don't have a lot of time, but do you have some time or do you need to read and run?
I have a small amount of time.
All right, just a bit.
I'll bow out gracefully.
All right. Well, tell you what I'll do. I'll go ahead and I'll put your poem up for you to read. And then, you know, as long as you can stay is good with me. So there's your poem. Go ahead and give it a read for us.
Okay. This one is called Peeping Moon. The moonlight gets drunk off your skin, and I'm a lush where the scent of dew mixed with sweat at this dark hour. Freckles guide my tongue, the hidden constellation map, where stars burst, imploding with milk. With the full moon gaze as I bathe in the mesquite of the run down your horizon.
Hmm. Wonderful read there, Hope. I'm so glad we could hear that in your voice. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Oh, Pam, can you come back to me? I'm sorry tonight. I'm just all
no
over
problem.
The place.
No problem. All right. And Jean, your thoughts?
Oh, Hope, I thought this was just beautiful. You know, a wonderful brevity, but it's so great. I love the way you started this. The moonlight gets drunk off your skin, and I'm a lush for the scent of dew mixed with sweat at this dark hour. Freckles guide my tongue, the hidden constellation map where stars burst imploding with milk. Beautiful, just beautiful imagery, thoughts. I mean, it really, you know, a lot of times your reading will take the reader to a different place. It kind of takes you, them where you are, you know, in your thoughts. And I think that you do that well. But yeah, this is great. This is really a great piece. I mean, the last three lines, I don't want to leave them out when I reread it, but, you know, they were wonderful as well. So don't think I'm, you know, selling them short. But it was just really well done, and I enjoyed it very much. Great piece.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And I love in your hand that you took the second prompt, but my muse is always what leads this pen. I think that is beautiful. And really, this is a wonderful brevity where you can't separate one part from the next because it all just, you know, is stunning. But I do think that it's so important in poetry to have a strong opening line and a strong ending line, and you definitely do that. The moonlight gets drunk off your skin, and I am a lush with a scent of dew mixed with sweat at this dark hour. You know, there is something very intoxicating about the smell, the scent of a man. And, you know, I love the intimacy in this, the imagery and the metaphors, and freckles guide my tongue, the hidden constellation map, stars burst, imploding with milk. Those are wonderful erotic lines all the way through, beautifully written and very well done. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Oh, absolutely, Hope. My gracious, you know, you can feel the intimacy here. You know, you can feel the longing, the wanting, the need, even, you know, just amazing. The part that Phil already read there, the moonlight gets drunk off your skin, and I am lush for the scent of dew mixed with sweat at this dark hour. That is just amazing, amazing writing, you know, and as is, you know, the third stanza and the fourth stanza, my gracious, you know, the things you come up with, freckles guide my tongue, that's so much, so amazing and clever, the hidden constellation map where stars burst exploding with milk. And it's so true, you know, the stars, when they're white there, they're in the sky and they're just like shining white. It's like they're, you know, that's very, very witty, imploding with milk. You know, all through, I just thought this was just such amazing writing. So, wow, bravo.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful comment, Naomi. And thank you, Hope, for sharing that with us. I really appreciate it. Yep, I'm glad you were inspired. All right, let's see what we have next. We have Moon Rising Haikus by Bill Schiller. And Jean, would you give that a read for us, please?
Sure. You got it. Moon Rising Haikus by Bill Schiller. Where we crush soft grasses, night's blanket beckons again. Stars alone see skin. Moonlight tempers mood. Falling stars inspire buttons. Dawn comes too sudden. I touch you in dark. Our bodies spark from friction. Flesh begs ignition. End poem.
Great read, Jean, and what a beautiful write by Bill. I think doing the haiku chain was a great idea. Hope, if you're still with us, your thoughts?
I thought it was a lovely, intimate moment caught. The image of being with someone hidden in the dark outside. I thought it was really beautiful and seductive, just the whole playful, the moonlight tempers mood, falling stars inspire buttons. So it gives you the image of disrobing with the stars falling from the sky. I think that was very clever for him to put. I really enjoyed the poem. I thought it was really lovely.
Absolutely. Great comment. And yeah, I have to agree with you that falling stars inspire buttons was definitely a creative line. So great comment. And Jean, your thoughts?
You know, I thought this was really well done by Bill. I liked the 575 chain as well. I think that each one was nicely done. You know, when we crush soft grasses, night's blanket beckons again, stars alone see skin. You know, that I love the way he started it. It was very brief, but it had a lot going on. You know, I like this ending 575 as well. I touch you in dark. Our bodies spark from friction. Flesh begs ignition. I just think it was a nice job, Bill, and thanks for sharing with us. It's good to see you on the show tonight. Appreciate it.
Absolutely, yeah. Wonderful comment. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Yeah, well, from that first line where we crush soft grasses, you know, like you know, just imagine, you know, them bodies lying down on, you know, on the open fields there with the grass under them, you know, cushioning their bodies. You know, the night blanket beckons. So beautiful there, the night blanket, and the stars alone see skin. It's just a wonderful, you know, 575 to start out with. And then, you know, that last stanza really caught me too. I touch you in dark, our bodies spark from friction, flesh begs ignition. So just so well done by Bill Schiller, and wonderful, wonderful chain of haikus here.
Absolutely. I have to agree. Wonderful comment. Yeah, all three of these haikus are just beautiful. His use of imagery and metaphors to create sensuality. I really did like falling stars and inspired buttons. But I like this all the way through. And I think the eroticism, the sensuality really comes through in that last 575. I touch you in dark, our bodies spark from friction, flesh begs ignition. Wonderful lines and very well done. And let's see what we have next. And I see Robbie is hanging out in the room. It's good to see him. Hello, Robbie. Good to see you. And I like that what he says. Sounds like the stars are voyeurs in the home. Yep, I could definitely see that. Very cool. And up next we have Fire and Water by Thomas E. Like a shipwrecked creature on a sandy beach, she lay across my chest, raising herself enough to gaze into my eyes, telling me, I hear it said you can see a person's soul if you look long enough into a person's eyes. All will be revealed. Sheets like strings of seaweed draped in a tangle across her back. The language we created, exploring how each other responded to touch, let desire race through their fingers to awaken wonder, light fires, and then pause to hear how well the spell touch cast worked in awakening fires. Their partner may have not known were there to burn. Moonlight splattered the bed, creating more Moira patterns along one side of her face as her fingers traced my lips. She released my eyes, stole kisses from their corners, explored my cheeks, and then nourished herself upon my lips. How quickly embers became flames. My hands worked their way through the history of anxiety in her shoulders, stole tensions, still hiding in the layers of muscles along her spine. As these fled before my fingers, she sighed and began to move as if she were memorizing the shape of me with every cell she owned. Soon we syncopated our rhythms. She rose up, a sacred Madonna, revealed herself as waves and ocean, fell away, and only the aching beauty of all a woman is called me to arc toward, find the solid bedrock in my heart. Let it greet her soul. We become a steady expression of wave after wave, crashing upon a beach, erasing all that was there before, and now only the rushing hush of our melding sink into forever. She purred, ran her fingernail across my chest, watched my muscles yearn for her touch all over again, laughed softly into my ear and whispered promises. Tomorrow's we'd wonder, bit my earlobe, let the moon peek at us through the window so the universe could attest how we were no longer fishes in the ocean. No, now netted, tangled in lines, lures hooked, our waters married. We let the night steal us in a starry landscape of dreams and poem. And what a beautiful sensual write by Thomas B. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Oh, absolutely beautiful. I just love sheets like strings of seaweed draped in a tangle across her back. That is so clever, so beautiful. So he brings in the sea there, and in the end, oh my gracious, the ending, let the moon peek at us through the window so the universe could attest how we were no longer fishes in the ocean, no, now netted, tangled in lures hooked, our waters married. We let the night steal us in a starry landscape of dreams. You know, so he brings in the water again there in the ocean. So beautiful, beautiful written all the way through. And I'm happy to see, you know, Tom back. I missed him, you know. And I'm glad to have him writing again, you know, regularly. Since a few weeks of the show. So, yeah, I love this, Tom. Thank you.
Absolutely. I have to agree. And it is good to see Tom back to writing. I wish he could have called in because I would have loved to hear him read his poem. But, that's all right. It's wonderful that he was inspired. And Hope, your thoughts.
Oh, I was completely blown away. I, as you were reading, I was just, wow, holy smokes. Like, I was just enthralled by every line. The part, there's so many parts the part about the eyes and the soul. I love that line, but explored my cheeks and then nourished herself upon my lips. How quickly embers become flames. My hands worked their ways through the history of anxiety in her shoulders, stole tension inside, still hiding in the layers of muscle along her spine as they fled before my fingers, her sighs, and began to move as if she were memorizing the shape of me with every cell she owned. I think that is absolutely stunning. Like, it goes beyond, like, something physical. It makes it into what I imagine, what I feel encounters to be. It's beyond the physical aspect of it. It is much deeper. And just especially the male voice in it, going into detail of how deep this connection is and how wanting it is. I think it's incredibly beautiful. Almost like I wish I could have come up with something as spectacular as that.
Well, yeah, Tom is definitely a brilliant poet, and you're right. There is a sense of not just the physical connection, but the deep emotional and spiritual connection between two people. So great comment. And Jean, your thoughts?
Oh, this was gorgeous. I thought it was an excellent piece and beautifully sensual. There were so many wonderful lines all the way through the piece. It was really hard to narrow the field. Incredible work. And I loved his imagery and thoughts throughout. And I went for the stanza, moonlight splattered the bed, creating more patterns along one side of her face as her fingers traced my lips. I would read the whole thing, but I think that, I think other parts of this were actually hit upon. But it was just gorgeous. And the whole piece was gorgeous. So, Tom, it was great to see this tonight. And thanks for sharing with us. A wonderful, wonderful addition to the show and the contest.
Absolutely. Great comment. And yeah, this is beautiful all the way through. I even love that title, Fire and Water, the idea of mixing fire and water to create steam. And sheets like strings of seaweed draped in a tangle across her back, the language we created, exploring how each other responded to touch, let desire race through their fingers to awaken wonder, light fires, and then pause to hear how well the spell touch cast worked in awakening fires. I love those lines because it speaks on the idea of really listening and paying attention to your lover's responses. Just amazing imagery and metaphors all the way through, brilliant sensuality. I also really like, she purred, ran her fingernail across my chest, watched my muscles yearn for her touch all over again, laughed softly into my ear, and whispered promises. Wonderful lines and very well done. And let's see what we have next. All right. So All right. And thank you, Hope, for calling in, and appreciate you, and have a good night. And all right. Up next, we have Clouds as Night's Cover by Zoo. And Naomi, would you please give that a read for us?
Okay. Clouds as Night's Cover, to cover the nakedness of our emergence from the plains beneath our existences, as we chanted in songs to the nights and gazed upon stars of infinity's oceans. Beyond the moon's doors was an entire body laid out as it stretches across our soul's shores and raised our spirits to sail past its wires. To be dressed in planets as civilization's cradle is the rhythm of a lullaby in 9 months. For clouds with a shelter from the seduction by forces unseen by the apparent senses, as it pulls the tidal waves of animal instincts where we conscious and transverse the heavens as we escape the magnets of our desires. We beheld the earth behind as the black matter between our hands held a universe in our mind and palm.
Wonderful read, Naomi. And Zuhur, I'm not sure how you actually pronounce his name, spelled Z-H-U, so I apologize if I'm pronouncing it wrong, but that is a new name to me, and I'm always happy to see new names, and I really like this, and I hope he is inspired to write for future shows and share more of his work with us. And Jean, your thoughts?
I thought this was just a wonderful piece. I liked the words, the wording all the way through. But I absolutely loved, first of all, I loved the title, okay, Clouds as Night's Cover. But the very first line of this, to cover the nakedness of our emergence from the plains beneath our existences. I thought that was just a wonderful way to draw the title in from the beginning. And it had wonderful imagery in that alone. You know, as we chanted in songs through the night and gazed upon stars as infinity's oceans, beyond the moon's doors was an entire body laid out as it stretches across our soul's shores. I don't know. I can stop right there at the end of that stanza. I think that right there, there's so much happening and there's such wonderful imagery. And I love the way it was stated. The words were soft, and I don't want to say simple as in simple, but there was soft isn't really the word I want either. There's a lightness to it, that I liked about it. I really thought it did a service to the piece itself all the way through. But yeah, I thought this was really good, and I don't know this name either, Pam. Zhu. I believe it's Zhu. Very, very nicely done. And I look forward to some more as well.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Wonderful comment. And yeah, there was kind of a, like you said, a lightness and airiness to it that really worked well for the poem. So great comment. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Okay, off mute. Amazing write. I was reading the AN there, and it's very interesting, you know, the thought process that this poet, well, he went through. It's a man. He went through to come to this this writing here. So anyway, read the whole AN, but it's very interesting. But I love the parts of this, you know, cover the nakedness of our emergence from the plains beneath our existence as we chanted in songs through the nights and gazed upon stars as infinity's ocean. Beyond the moon's doors, he describes the whole galaxy, the earth, the ocean, the stars. Like he says in his AN, it's as if he's watching the earth from the ocean of stars, with the ocean of stars behind it. It makes it sensual. Of animal, as it pulls the tidal waves of animal instincts where we conscious, then traverse the heavens as we escape the magnets of our desires. So, you know, he brings really the tidal wave into it as the moon's pull on the tidal waves, so is our animal instinct, you know, a kind of pull on each other, I guess, in a way, you know, we're a magnet for our desires. So wonderfully well thought out and very intelligent, right? And me too. I hope to see more from this poet in the future. Very well done.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Great comment. And yes, definitely intelligent sensuality. I like how he writes about a connection between people, but a connection also between the universe, between the moon and the waves. And I really like, for clouds is a shelter from the seduction by forces unseen by the apparent senses as it pulls the tidal waves of animal instincts. Were we conscious, then traverse the heavens as we escape the magnets of our desires. We beheld the earth behind as the black matter between our hands held a universe in our mind. And I really like held a universe in our mind. I thought that end line really spoke on the idea of the power that's within the mind, especially minds that are connected deeply through sensuality and through emotions. So just a wonderful write and very well done. All right. And let's see what we got next. And up next we have Under the Moonlight with Your Tide I Rise by Jenny the Deep. And Naomi, would you give that a read for us, please?
Okay. Under the moonlight with your tide I rise, transcending lunar eyes undressing me tonight. Your moonbeam lifts me high, enchanting my dull life. Passion saturates us inside my sea of love, exploding with each touch, waves splashing from above. As our vessels glisten, to your howls I listen. Your swelling tides begin, shooting stars burst within. Drenched, Milky Way bathing, echoes elevating. Our worlds collide, shaking. For you, I am aching. End poem.
Great read there, Naomi. And I realized after you started reading that I asked you to read two poems in a row.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, that's true. I didn't even notice. I was like, that's okay.
Well, you can always tell when it's near an end of a show, because that's when I start doing those silly little things like that occasionally. So, but beautiful read. And this is a really wonderful sensual write by Jenny. And your thoughts, Jean?
Whoops, mute.
Is Jean on mute? Or?
Well, of course I was. It was my turn. So, ladies, I want to let you know we have Jody joining us before I get into my comments. So let me go over and read this real quick because I was in the green room for a minute. Okay?
Okay, wonderful. Yeah. Well, welcome, Jody. Glad you could join us.
Hello, ladies. How's it going tonight?
Going
good.
I'm glad to hear everything's working on the radio tonight.
So were we.
Yes, me too. Me too. Thank goodness.
My Romeo's here, Pam, so we can put up the bar phone.
Awesome. Right? I think if worse came to worse, we could always carry it over to next week, but I'm glad you made it. Very cool. Very cool.
My work never ceases.
Yep. All right. Well, Jody, did you get a chance to read Jenny's poem?
No, I haven't. I just got in the truck and got you guys on the radio. So.
Okay, no problem. Let's see. Well, I thought this was beautiful. I have to say, I thought this had a beautiful flow to it, wonderful use of imagery, great take on the chosen prompt. This one I think is particularly stunning. As our vessels glisten to your howls, I listen, your swelling tides begin, shooting stars burst within. drenched Milky Way bathing, echoes elevating, our worlds collide, shaking for you, I am aching. Those are wonderful, seductive lines and very well done. And Jean, are you ready to comment?
I think I am. I'm as ready as I'm ever going to be. I thought this was a wonderful piece by Jenny. I really enjoyed it. I think it's the first three stanzas. Transcending lunar eyes undressing me tonight. Your moonbeam lifts me high, enchanting my dull life. Passion saturates us inside my sea of love, exploding with each touch, waves splashing from above. As our vessels glisten through your howls, I listen. Your swelling tides begin, shooting stars burst within. I did like those three stanzas. I thought they were very well done, and I thought they really went hand in hand together. So that's why I held on to all three. But nice work, Jenny, and thanks for sharing. Really liked it.
Absolutely, I have to agree. Wonderful comment. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Yeah, well, you know, I loved how she started out this poem, a transcending lunar eyes undressing me tonight. You know, I just love that transcending lunar eyes. You know, what a wonderful, wonderful way to describe eyes. They're uniquely creative. And passion saturates us inside my sea of love, exploding with each touch, waves splashing from above. You know, I love how she incorporates the ocean and the sea into the poem, you know, that fits so brilliantly with the prompts that we have tonight. And then drenched Milky Way bathing, echoes elevating. Our worlds collide, shaking. For you, I am aching. You know, I love the flow, the whole flow of this poem. And, I liked it all the way through. So bravo, bravo, Jenny. Well done.
Absolutely. Yeah, Moonlight and Waves definitely seem to make for some great inspiration. Because we've just had a beautiful lineup of sensual poetry tonight and great comments. All right, and up next we have Moonlight Magic by Stelina. And Jean, would you please give that a read?
Sure. Let me find it. Okay. Okay, Moonlight Magic by Stelina. Is this by just Stelina? Yes. I usually end up messing it. Okay. The shy eyes of the moon gaze down as naked we stand in her radiance, like marble sculptures unashamed in heightened anticipation of that first touch. Your kisses are sheets of sumptuous satin which ripple over my skin like liquid silk. Each brief brush of your lips, sable soft, send me floating on a crescendo of cashmere clouds. Aroused by merely the thought of you, I blossom beneath you like a rare orchid, whose heady fragrance entices you like an opiate promising divine delectation. Willing me to taste your passion, you lay before me. My eyes drink in the beauty of each line as I thirst in the desert of desire for you, which can never be quenched. End poem.
Great read, Jean, and what a beautiful sensual write by Stelina. And Jody, your thoughts?
Sorry, I had to unmute. Yeah, no, I thought that was a great write. She did a very good job with that. You know, I think the whole inspiration of the moon with the power to inspire creativity stirs up powerful emotions. And you can definitely see it in the writes that I've read through so far tonight. I enjoyed that all the way through. That was a very good job.
Oh, I have to agree. And yeah, I did like that opening line with shy eyes of the moon gaze down. I thought that was wonderful personification of the moon and a great opening line. And Naomi, your thoughts?
She arouses our senses so well in this poem, my gracious, you know. you can just see those marble sculptures, you know, the just the shape of them, you know. And then she goes into your kisses are sheaths of sumptuous satin, which ripple over my skin like liquid silk. Each brief brush of your lips, sable soft, sending me floating on a crescendo of cashmere clouds. So you have cashmere there, you have the satin, you have the silk, you have the soft, you know, the brush, the softness. There's just a beautiful tenderness to this poem, but it's dripping in sensuality. But, you know, that there's a tenderness I feel in this poem. So beautiful, beautiful write by Stellina indeed.
Yep, absolutely. Good comment. And, yeah, there is. There's definitely a deep sensuality, but also a tenderness. I like her delicate use of alliteration, wonderful imagery and metaphors. You know, I really like your kisses are sheaths of sumptuous satin, which ripple over my skin like liquid silk. Each brief brush of your lips, sable soft, send me floating on a crescendo of cashmere clouds. Willing me to taste your passion, you lay before me. My eyes drink in the beauty of each line as I thirst in a desert of desire for you, which can never be quenched. Wonderful lines all the way through. Stunning sensuality and very well done. And up next, we have a collaboration between a dynamic duo. And Naomi, that is yours and Jody's right.
Yep.
I get to start.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. In the velvet cloak of nightfall's grace. In the velvet cloak of nightfall's grace, under the watchful eye of the moon's embrace, the world fades to whispers, soft as an eagle's gliding flight, where our shadows dance till the morning light.
My body, a shore of bonfires, where your waves crash and swell, as butterflies dance and hymns of seabirds dwell, where your tongue scatters freckled pebbles along my flesh, tantalized as your fingers trail my spine with shuddering tides, while you sail the creamy waters of my harboring thighs.
Designing constellations, vibrant and new, mapping a journey of ecstasy between two. Your whispers in the darkness, the sweetness of sounds, in the sea of desire in which we are bound. Passion's breath upon our skin lies, as stars wink down from the ink-black skies. Wrapped in the hush of the midnight hour, as I savor the pool of your delicate flower.
Hands exploring with melting sulfurous sparks, bold as tequila shots and flickering neon arcs. As purr escapes, a quivering sigh, a breathy moan, as I murmur your name in the ardor of a lover's tone. Painting you in honeyed scents and lilac lipstick stains, your smoky eyes burn into mine, sending shivers through my veins. Your mouth rousing my cherry top peaks, my brain swirling as ribbons of lace.
And as dawn's first light begins to intrude, we cling to the night's last interlude. We're lost in the moment, love is our only script. With every lingering kiss, reality is eclipsed. End poem.
Wonderful read, both of you. And what a... Absolutely, absolutely. What a beautiful collaboration. And your thoughts, Dean?
Well, I'm stumped because I'm trying to figure out where to start here. I thought this was, it was a fabulous write all the way through. Each stanza was really well done. I was trying to figure out which stanzas I wanted to grab. Whenever I can't figure that out, I go, but I'm going to start right at the top. I like the first one. In the velvet cloak of nightfall's grace, under the watchful eye of the moon's embrace, the world fades to whispers, soft as an eagle's gliding flight, where our shadows dance till the morning light. That's a beautiful stanza there. And I'm not sure if the two of you work on the stanzas together or if you each write separately, but that was wonderful. And it was a great way to start the poem off. And the next one, my body, a shore of bonfires where your waves crash and swell, as butterflies dance and hymns of seabirds dwell, where your tongue scatters freckled pebbles along my flesh tantalized, as your fingers trail my spine with shuddering tides while you sail the creamy waters of my harboring thighs. Beautiful, beautiful thoughts there. It's funny, we got freckles in there twice tonight, huh, girls? What do you think? It's funny. But no, it really was. It was really well written, and it was very sensual and very nicely done. You know, as I say, both of those stanzas were really excellent. And I probably could grab another one or two, knowing me, or three maybe, you know, four. You know. Naomi's the one who can really attest for that, because usually I refrain, but sometimes you just can't. But I really like the way you led into this piece, and I love how you took off in that second stanza and just kept it going to the end. So beautiful work, guys. Really nicely done, and great job.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Welcome.
Absolutely. Absolutely wonderful comment. Yeah, I really like this collaboration, and the back and forth read works very well. So I'm thankful that Jody could call in and read this, because it wouldn't have been the same without his voice. Let's see here. Wonderful imagery. I really like where, Naomi, you say, my body a shore of bonfires where your waves crash and swell, as butterflies dance and hymns of seabirds dwell, where your tongue scatters freckled pebbles along my flesh, tantalized. Jody, where you say designing constellations vibrant and new, mapping a journey of ecstasy between two, your whispers in the darkness, the sweetest of sounds in the sea of desire which we are bound. I really like how this speaks on that sensual and emotional connection between two people who are not only embracing each other, but embracing the nature around them. So wonderful, right, and very well done. And Jody, did you want to say anything about, I don't know, any of Naomi's parts or, you know, any?
Yeah.
I don't know if there's
any.
We won't have nothing talking about parts like that.
Okay, right.
Because it's Wednesday. Let's not get carried away, Pam.
Yeah, she made it real easy to, you know, flow with the poem all the way through when we're collaborating. Yeah, she definitely has wonderful imagery when she writes. So it does make my job a lot easier. Yeah,
that's,
I enjoyed
awesome.
That. That was a lot of fun.
Very cool, very cool. And Naomi, is there anything that you'd like to say?
Yeah, well, you know,
I was waiting.
Yeah, it was just amazing. You know, Jody started out. He sent me the first stanza, and you know, I just went from there. And of course, you know, knowing me, I had to come back like all week, right up to the end, right to the start of the show, changing words. I'm awful. The show had started, and I was still working on the poem. Oh my gracious! But you know, I would just want to say, you know, the freckled pebbles and the harboring thighs. I just want to thank, you know, for that, the inspiration of, for that came from the poet Bush Baby, And Papa Mama Jamma for the harboring one, because I saw it in one of their poems. Well, not exactly. I didn't plagiarize. I didn't, but I used that the ideas behind that. So I just want to thank those two amazing poets for great inspiration. So I just wanted to note that. But yeah, it was really fun working with Jody, and you know, and we'll work more together. We'll do a 100 collaborations. He's so fun to get along with.
Yeah, I wasn't sure what the poem was going to be called when I got on here. I figured it had been changed by now.
I changed a few words, but I kept your stanzas, you know. I kept your stanzas this time. I didn't mess with them, not too much. They were beautiful on their as they were.
Great comments and wonderful writing. And up next, we have An Unsinkable Ode to Love by Harco Parco. And Jody, would you give that a read for us, please?
Yeah, let's see. All right, An Unsinkable Ode to Love. A white rose presses against you, rising. Sun-steep valleys recall love waiting beneath summer's fog. Slowly, the warmth carries you to me, as lips move atop one another before stroking the sun that anticipates a certain flame for our eyes. Meeting by the earth where hands steady and soil bearing seeds to sprout after spring leaves you your breath. End poem.
Wonderful read, Jody. And what a beautiful write by Harco Parco. Love the imagery and metaphors in this. I especially like slowly the warmth carries you to me as lips move atop one another before stroking the sun that anticipates a certain flame for our eyes. You know, a wonderful right on love and sensuality and connection. Beautifully written and very well done. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Yeah, you know, Adam. Yeah, you know, he writes such beautiful love poetry and you know, sensual poetry, but he doesn't write for our shows. Ah! And, you know, I get mad at him. But so we have to appreciate it when he does write, I guess. And this is, you know, absolutely beautiful. A white rose. I sound like I'm in the middle of the ocean or something. Okay, a white rose presses against you, rising. That's such a beautiful, you know, way to start out. And the part that you read, Pam, and then the end part, you know, in soil burying seeds to sprout after spring leaves your breath. That's so beautiful. Very creative, unique, and beautiful sensuality and tenderness in this poem. So wonderfully done, Adam.
Absolutely, I have to agree. And Jody, you did a wonderful write of that. You're not write, sorry. Read of that.
Yeah.
And your thoughts?
Yeah, I thought it was a very good ode to love. You can feel the passion in what he's saying. And, you know, he doesn't use a lot of words. It's obviously short, but it's very powerful what words he is using. I didn't feel like I did justice to it reading it. And now that I've sat back and read it again, it's very powerful. I like that. He did a very good job. The ending was great. And soil bearing seeds to sprout after spring leaves your breath. That's a great way to end that poem. Very well done.
It really is. It really is, yes. I have to agree. Wonderful comment. And I want to try to get at least maybe one or two more in, so I'm going to move forward to Dripping Desires by Francisco Del Mar, who is, you know, our good old Frank. And we have a recording for that one. So, Gene, if you're back, whenever you're ready.
Mi amor. Exotic eyes meet at ignited intervals of lust, closing the glass door to then begin our sexual exploration. Our lips touch as our naked bodies press against each other, wrapping themselves in the sultry swirl of intimate flesh. We drench in the eroticism of the viscosity of oozing oil, lubricating the lubricious surface of our soft skin, an escapade of lascivious limbs discovered like a plunging dive of an uninterrupted exhibition. We dance to the penetrating motions of the Kama Sutra as the water soaks us in the wet flow of a steaming cascade. Our strong craving begs for the hormones to be released, and your bosom swells with the caresses of my tongue. I reach your navel and edges of your blossoming inner lips as the core between your juicy thighs starts to shiver with every manly stroke of my sweet seduction, and you moan in the tumescent vapors of Spanish ecstasy. We are submerged in the liquid of our dripping desires, covered in the orgasmic drops of a wild whirlpool, bursting into an exploding crescendo of our passion until we melt in the water of a carnal fusion converged. Tu eres mi pasión. Tu eres mi excitación, tu cuerpo es mi exploración, la ducha es nuestra seducción. You are my passion, you are my excitation, your body is my exploration, the shower is our seduction. Ole, ole, in the bone.
Wonderful read and write there, Frank. Muy caliente. This was a brilliant seductive write, which I thought had a wonderful sense of movement to it. I really particularly like we dance the penetrating motions of the Kama Sutra as the water soaks us in the wet flow of a steaming cascade. Our strong cravings begs for the hormones to be released, and your bosom swells with the caresses of my tongue. Wonderful lines and very well done. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Oh, my gracious. This brings me back, you know, way back. It wasn't Miss Pam the first contest I ran when I joined Art of Seduction? Showers?
I don't know.
Yeah. So this one, you know, and I was just starting to discover Frank at that time and his writing, and I went like, oh, my gracious. Oh my. Yeah, you know, he can write, oh my gracious, you know, so passionately and so seductively. And when he pours in that Spanish into his writing, it's really, you know, amazing. Let's see. We are submerged in the liquid of our dripping desires, covered in the orgasmic drops of wild whirlpool, bursting into an exploding crescendo of our passion until we melt in the water of a carnal fusion converged. I remember this poem from way back, and still amazing to hear it tonight. So well done, Frank. Just an amazing write.
Absolutely. Great comment. And Jean, your thoughts?
Yeah, I thought this was great. I remember this from the first time I heard it. And I thought it was just a really well-done piece. And, you know, I'm looking here and I'm kind of, why didn't I grab a stanza last time? And I'm like, well, now I know why. Because I'm not sure what one to grab. They're all really well done, and they're all real strong with the sensuality. You know, I kind of like how he started out, our exotic eyes meet all the ignited intervals of lust, closing the glass door to then, hang on, to then begin our sexual exploration. Our lips touch as our naked bodies press against each other, wrapping themselves in the sultry swirl of intimate flesh. You know, he came out of the gate running, you know, in the very beginning of this. And he kept the pace all the way through. It was really well done, very well said, wonderful imagery. Sometimes I feel funny saying that on a Wednesday. Wonderful imagery. And great thoughts throughout, because he really did a fine job with it. And I really could have grabbed any one of these stanzas and been just as satisfied with, you know, putting them out there and saying, oh, I really like this one, because they were all really well done. So, Frank, great job and a good share. Again, I remember. So thanks for the share. Well done. Great job.
Absolutely. Great comment. And Jody, your thoughts?
Yeah, that was awesome. About halfway through, I adjusted my collar. It's getting hot in here. I mean, poetry is just that. You know, it's the evidence of life, right? And when life is burning with passion, you know, it becomes the ash of that fire that he's written. I thought he did a great job with the putting in the... Yep. Spanish, and how his voice went with that poem was pretty incredible. I enjoyed that all the way through. I'm still reading it. I like it. Even with the picture prompt and that he had, just sets the scene for, you know, an incredible, passionate time they shared together.
Yeah.
Well done.
Mm-hmm. Passionate, that's a great word to describe this, right, for sure.
Absolutely.
So, yes, wonderful comment. And I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to carry over Robert M. and Average White Man to mine and Naomi's Art of Seduction show next week. So they'll be at the beginning of that show. But I do want to mention to make sure to check out all the contests and topic boards put up by our late night poets, hosts, and hostesses. But I particularly want to mention three shows and contests that I think are really important this week. For tomorrow's Double Helix show, Aphasiana is running a contest for Epilepsy Awareness Month that I encourage people to check out. For Saturday's 10 p.m. show, Captain B2 for Exploring Ekphrasis is running a contest for Veterans Day. And for Saturday's 12:30 a.m. show, for Parts Your Parts Saint, Aphasiana is running a contest for End Addiction. So, of course, there's other shows and contests to check out throughout the week. for people to be inspired by, but I wanted to bring those up because I think they're particularly important, and I hope people are inspired. Thank you, Jean, as always, for being my super cool, super awesome, you know.
Twisted
I guess it's not Twisted Sister night, but still, you are my Twisted Sister.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Naomi and Jody, thank you to both of you for calling in, and also to Hope. And thank you to everyone who wrote for the show, was listening when we were on live, or will be listening later. I truly appreciate you all. Jean, was there anything you'd like to say in closing?
I just want to make sure everyone that you all hear this. The shows that were missed on Monday, The Garden of Enlightenment and After Midnight with Rex and Pam, as well as Twisted Tuesdays, are all being shifted to next week. So if anyone was looking forward to hearing their piece on Monday, it'll be next Monday. Tuesday will be next Tuesday. And that's really all I wanted to say. I just want to make sure nobody loses track of any of the shows or contests that we were kind of committed to this week. But Blog Talk had other ideas. And thank you, Naomi. And thank you, Jody. And thank you, Hope.
You're
and
welcome.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Robbie and Frank. Frank decided to show up at the end of the show instead of coming and saying hello to everybody when it was working. That's okay, Frank. I wrote that down. I wrote it on my calendar. Yeah. So
that
was a great night of poetry, everybody. Take care. And have a great night.
Have a good night,
guys. You're really going to talk about me now.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming.